You're listening to Punk Rock Cheeseburger with your host, Rocky Bones. Hey everyone, and welcome back to a new Rocky's Review. This is a follow-up to last week's episode, as I will be covering the movie The Jesus Rolls and the Netflix show Paradise PD that I mentioned last episode. In addition, I'll be talking about another Netflix show that I just finished recently called Altered Carbon. So let's start off with The Jesus Rolls. As I expected, it was a very entertaining and quirky kind of movie. The characters and the actors who portrayed them were great. Everyone from Jesus, the main character who just got out of prison, to Marie, the eccentric French prostitute who cannot climax. In the story, you follow Jesus and his best friend Petey through some funny antics, along with some dark, dark situations and outcomes. there are definitely some highs and lows, big lows. Anyway, this movie is quite different from The Big Lebowski, which this movie was spun off from. But it has a little bit of an aftertaste of it, I guess you could say. The movie runs just short of 2 hours. I felt like it needed more, just again, in my opinion, because it had an abrupt ending, I think. I guess you could say it left me not completely satisfied, but still happy. I would definitely recommend this movie to anyone who liked The Big Lebowski and anyone who also enjoys a entertaining dark comedy. Alright, so let's move on to Paradise PD. As expected, this season starts off with a bang. with one female officer pressing her butthole against the glass of the prisoner's visitor area, you know, a little partition in between the prisoner and the visitors. Yeah, her butthole is pressed right up against there. And while she's doing this, she states her feelings towards another officer who has been imprisoned for selling Argyle meth. Yes, folks, Argyle meth, as opposed to the other meths out there. Mind you, this male officer slash inmate is in a female prison. I don't know why. But yeah, that is just the beginning of the first episode in season 2. Yeah, it's before like the opening credits. This is how it starts out. That is then also preceded by the prisoner, the male prisoner slash officer, to perform a musical number about how he loves it in the women's prison system, all while being beat, shanked, and using these stereotypical prison sex jokes. You know, like a mop up the butt kind of thing. And, you know, typical prison sex jokes. I know it sounds strange and probably off-putting to many, but it is quite funny to me. I don't know. The whole show in general is just funny to me. With that said, I haven't actually watched the entire season yet. But one thing that stood out to me so far, and I don't know if they're gonna keep like integrating it, but it was the like actual cartooniness, if that's even a word. I mean, it's like, what I mean is like there are parts that draw like inspiration from old like Looney Tune type cartoons, like the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote with the Acme products that have bad outcomes for the coyote. You know what I'm saying? Like. Like the Acme rocket, and it doesn't work right, or it slams Coyote into the wall. They have that kind of thing going on, that kind of vibe with this first episode at least. And I'm wondering if they're gonna keep that going, or if it's just like the first couple episodes. With that said, I was never really a fan of the Roadrunner cartoons and Wile E. Coyote, but in this context, it was actually quite hilarious. Again, I compare this show to more the old, I guess not old, I keep saying old, but older cartoon Brickleberry. But if Brickleberry were like picked up by Netflix, that's what this show would pretty much be. This show is very rude, disgusting, has a lot of drug references. Obviously, it's a quote-unquote police show, cartoon, whatever you want to call it. A lot of sexual innuendos, violence, like blood violence. I guess that's a warning to anyone who's not into that. But again, it's a cartoon. And yeah, they're keeping up with the cartoon nudity. Tons of foul language and so much more. And including... the police department has this new baton called the shit stick, which is electrified and causes the perpetrator to actually shit themselves when it's used on them. I love this show. I really do. So yeah, if you're like me and haven't seen it yet, check it out. I think you will truly, truly enjoy it. All right. And lastly, I wanted to talk about the show. It's a little bit more serious, but it's fucking amazing. It's called Altered Carbon, and they just released the second season on Netflix. The show is like a sci-fi futuristic kind of show based about 300 years in the future. Life is not how we know it today, and it's much harder to actually like die in this show. What I mean is someone has invented a product called a stack. This is essentially like your thoughts, memories, pretty much your brain. These stacks are then inserted into the spinal, like the neck area of your sleeve, aka your body. So what this allows is for you to be able to, you can die physically, but you don't actually die. They can bring you back in another sleeve, aka a body, but it doesn't make you fully immortal, as these stacks can be destroyed, and that's when you can die for real. Again, it's the future, so they've pretty much thought of everything. So also, if you're rich, you can have your stack backed up. So if your stack does get destroyed, it's like this whole computer thing. So they can make basically another stack, put it into another sleeve, and you're still alive with all your memories and thoughts and however you are. With all that said, the show basis is basically that of a government versus revolution group. The revolution group, or the uprising, whatever you want to call it, they're called envoys. There are also AI, artificial life characters, who play major roles in the show, and to the humans kind of as a whole in the show. The reason I bring that up is because out of all the characters in this show, my favorite is an AI character named Poe. Poe is the AI who runs the Raven Hotel, first off. And he's based off of the famous writer and poet, Edgar Allan Poe, hence the name Poe. He also has a slightly similar appearance to Edgar Allan Poe. And if you haven't guessed, I am a fan of Edgar Allan Poe. I wouldn't say I'm not a nerd about him, but I do enjoy Edgar Allan Poe's writings and just the darkness of him and all of what he is. So that kind of makes me biased, I think. But in reality, the character is also just a great character. Anyway, as I've repeated many, many times in the past, I don't want to give away any spoilers, actually. I don't want to give any spoilers away. So I won't go too deep into details. However, I will say this. If you like futuristic sci-fi shows with a lot of fighting, there's a lot of fighting and violence, blood and shooting and death, and a lot of action, you'll love the show. Check it out. It's on Netflix right now. I highly suggest it. I highly suggest all these shows and movies, obviously, because I'm watching them and I'm really, really enjoying them. So, again, find Punk Rock Cheeseburger all over the internet. Leave me a comment on our Facebook. Let me know what you guys think of these shows and movies. If you have any shows or movies that I haven't mentioned yet that you think I might enjoy, again, leave me a comment on the Facebook page. You can find us and me on Instagram. I believe it's at Rocky Bones and no, at Rocky Bones PRCB and at Punk Rock Cheeseburger. That's where you can find us on Instagram. Facebook, again, just Punk Rock Cheeseburger. And if you want to find another platform for the podcast here, if you don't already know, you can just Google us. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, all the platforms. We're all over the place. You can find us. And leave me a comment either on Anchor or on our Facebook or Instagram and let me know what you guys think and if you have any suggestions. All right. Anyway, you guys have a lovely evening, day, and or night. I will talk to you all next time. Bye.